Good afternoon. This is the Midday News for Friday, January 27. I am Kimberly Benjamin. In the headlines, opposition leader wants DLP governments to resign as diplomatic passport fiascos intensify. Panama suspends investigation into Mossack Fonseca, and France bans on limited sugary drink refills. The news is brought to you compliments Quartz Dominica Limited and Fast Cash.
Enjoy employee pricing at Quartz. A massive 20% discount on selected items from January 25th to the 28th, 2017. Offer applies to cash and credit purchases. Don't miss out on these amazing deals. Terms and conditions apply. See in store for more details. Quartz, bringing value home.
I need a fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. When times get rough, you don't have to be tough. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Get the cash advance you need.
Fast cash.
In just 2 hours.
Fast cash.
Up to $8,000 can be yours.
Fast cash. I need fast cash to get me started, cause I want to get ahead in life. No matter what the problem, fast cash can solve it. Fast cash will make it right. Fast cash.
Fast cash. Your money, your way.
Opposition leader Lennox Linton wants the DLP governments to resign as more diplomatic passport fiascos surface and international attention on Dominica intensifies with the arrest of Iranian fugitive Ali Reza Monfarid, chairman of My Dominica Trade House, who was appointed as Dominica's diplomat and issued a Dominican diplomat passport. Monfarid is now in custody in Iran facing allegations of embezzlement. The United Workers' Party held a massive mobilization meeting in Lagos last night against the sale of Dominica's diplomatic passports to shady characters. Hundreds of concerned Dominicans showed up to demonstrate their dissatisfaction with the program.
They want to continue to ride your backs, the backs of the farmers, the backs of the fishermen, the backs of the small business people, the shop owners throughout the villages of Dominica. They want to ride the backs of the nurses and the teachers and the carpenters and the masons of this country to make more and more millions for themselves. They want to ride the backs of our police officers. And I'm happy to see so many of them here tonight, keeping us safe. They want to ride the back of these honest people of good conscience for them to make more millions and to keep us in modern day slavery. It is time for them to go. It is time for them to go. You can say that? You can say that? Okay, well, let's go. It is time for them to go. It is time for them to go. But they are not going to go just like that. Because what they're enjoying from being in charge of your affairs is too sweet for them to leave it. You are suffering, you are catching hell, but they are doing well. So now, the people of Dominica say, we are standing for justice. We are standing for what's right. We no longer want a rogue administration that is stealing our money and shaming us in the international community.
Economist Dr. Thompson Fontaine wants to know whether the DLP government assisted My Dominica Trade House in evading U.S. sanctions in any form of collaboration with the now arrested chairman of My Dominica Trade House, Ali Reza Monfarid. Dr. Fontaine contends that due to Monfarid's arrest, all the statements which were recently made by the DLP administration in protection of its CBI program will be tested after the release of the investigations conducted by U.S. authorities on Monfarid.
So the question that Dominica needs to be asking today is whether or not government of Dominica, including Minister Daru, including those who accompanied the minister to Malaysia, whether or not they knew that My Dominica Trade House was instrumental in laundering billions of dollars going out to national sanctions. Now, that's an interesting and important question, because if the government of Dominica is found to have assisted in evading UN sanctions, then that is a question that the UN will have to take up with Dominica. And this is a question that it will have to answer too, because you cannot be as a sovereign country engaging in that kind of behavior simply to fulfill your own selfish and greediness. And that is what we keep saying over and over again to the people of Dominica, that this government is simply concerned about their self-interest. They're simply concerned about how they can line their pockets, and it is caring less about the image of Dominica. And this one is not going to go away. And let me just remind the Mr. Tony Asterman that we have ways and means of determining whether or not this is in fact a passport. Mr. Monfarid is in custody, and I believe we will be able to find out sooner or later whether or not he has his passport.
And Dr. Thompson Fontaine believes the government of Dominica may have aided and abetted the chairman of the My Dominica Trade House in achieving some of that organization's business agenda. Dr. Fontaine says no matter what the DLP government may try to do to cover up this My Dominica Trade House scandal, it will not go away.
He might have forgotten the timelines, and you can see from his face he was nervous, he was stammering, he was discombobulated. Obviously, he didn't know what he was talking about, you know. But important, they could try as much as they would like to throw water on this one. It is not going to go away. The fact of the matter is, the government of Dominica aided and abetted in the prime minister of the country into this particular individual. And the question is, what did they know, when did they know it, and whether or not they can act it back and actually in all of the activities of this particular individual. Bear in mind, you know, just the MyDominicaTradeHouse.com that is at the center of the scandal as well, you know, the MyDominicaTradeHouse.com, for which our prime minister was glad to pull openly with this individual. What did he know, when did he know it, and what is the impact that it's going to have on Dominica?
MP for the Roseau South constituency, Joshua Francis, says he continues to be optimistic that something can result from the response given to him by Communication and Works Minister Miriam Blanchard. Here is the official response written to Joshua Francis regarding his request for roadworks to commence in his constituency.
The response from the Minister of Public Works and Ports on October 24th, 2016. She says, "Dear Honorable Francis, I wish to acknowledge receipt of your letter dated October 18th, 2016, bringing to my attention concerns relating to the road conditions in the Roseau South constituency. In my recent parliament address, I made mention of the post-tropical storm Erica priority interventions undertaken by the ministry. These interventions included road edge reinstatement, rigid pavement, and improvement of residential access in Castle Comfort, Jodel, Eggleston, Fortney, and Kingsill. Please be advised that further assessments are now being conducted by engineers from the Ministry for additional roadworks and brush cutting in various parts of the constituency."
However, Francis warns if the DLP government in any way appears to be procrastinating on projects which will hold back the development of his constituency, he will continue to advocate strongly and legally for the people of Roseau South.
Continue to be optimistic is part of my DNA, but the reality is if work is not being done, I have to continue to advocate on behalf of the people of the Roseau South constituency until we get our roadworks repaired. At Kingsill, as an example, the roads are also very bad, and I've had discussions with a few bus drivers, and we are contemplating certain actions to force the hands of the government of the Commonwealth of Dominica, especially at a time when the government is raising significant revenue. It is time that the government uses such revenue in the interest of the people. And my constituency have several needs.
Meantime, Roseau South MP Joshua Francis is calling on the government of Dominica to cease roadworks in the Eggleston area to temporarily review the details of the project and adopt a safer and professional approach toward the road project. Francis explains the current dumping of dirt near the banks of the Roseau River is an environmental hazard to the people of Eggleston, Bath Estate, and Paradise Valley.
"But I placed it on public record that the activity which is taking place on that particular road needs to stop. The sand and dirt which has been deposited on this roadside will eventually create environmental problems. And again, this government needs to pay more attention to details. We cannot run the country without proper analysis and without proper vision. If we keep depositing such dirt on such road, eventually the dirt is going to infiltrate in the Roseau River, hence causing siltation, which will not only affect the biodiversity of the area. It will affect the fish, of course. It will eventually kill fish. It will kill other river life. Eventually, the mud will find itself in the sea, and that itself will create other problems. And also, the riverbed will be raised, hence making the place more vulnerable to flooding. And this is happening at an area where the people of Paradise Valley are already in a vulnerable state. I have also given representation for the people in terms of the request for the construction of river walls. Matthew would have noted what happened during Tropical Storm Erica. The entire Paradise Valley area was engulfed with water, and the government of Dominica has made promises resources to construct river walls. Just recently, we heard public declarations from the Prime Minister of Dominica stating that there are several projects to undertake in rehabilitation of the Rosa area. We did not hear anything about such river walls. I'm placing it on public record that the people of Paradise Valley and Bath Estate, by extension, require construction of river walls to protect lives and property.
Still on the local scene, head of marketing and corporate communications at Flow Dominica, Kareem Geist, has highlighted the need for greater transparency in judging during the carnival season. Geist made these remarks during a press conference on Wednesday morning. This follows a decision by two traditional carnival bands not to participate in carnival activities this year due to their opposition of the selection of Afro Culture Stilt Walkers as Adult Band of the Year for Carnival 2016. In fact, the Thunderbirds Band and Carnival Corner are embroiled in a court dispute with the Discover Dominica Authority over that very matter. Geist described groups not wanting to participate in carnival activities as being unfortunate.
I think one more thing for me would be to ensure that we have a, I would say, transparent and robust way in the judging policies and procedures, because as we are aware that we know that there are some bands who will not be participating this year for whatever reason it may have been. But if we just get a bit closer in making sure that the clarity and the processes and the policies are highlighted and identified up front, I think we would have a better festival atmosphere. Judge of all bands, the senses, the traditionals, the costumes and stuff of that, so that, you know, there is a openness and fairness for avoidance of doubt, if you may. Because Carnival is really not a place where we would want these disagreements, right? Carnival is supposed to be a very festive time. So it's really unfortunate when you hear groups speaking to, their thoughts on how the judging criteria is and these things. So I think, again, this is a matter of just sharing things that I think can help and enhance the art form. You want people to come out. You want bands to participate. You want them to feel that they are really being given a fair chance. And as such, again, just to make sure that we ensure that the fairness is across the board in processes and procedures.
And the judges have been chosen for the Calypso quarterfinals scheduled for this weekend. The six judges who will join head judge Patrick Pemberton were revealed at the weekly press conference of the Dominica Festivals Committee on Wednesday morning. Acting Events Director Kellyanne Williams announced the names of the six judges as well as the two reserves.
They are Desmond Dublin, Evelina Baptiste, Huguette Andrew, Mervyn Alexander, Monsignor Eustace Thomas, Father Reginald Lafleur, and the two reserve judges are Marlon Marie and Vernon Christian.
Williams also mentioned the 33 Calypsonians who will compete in the Calypso quarterfinals, which will be held at the Newtown Savannah tomorrow, Saturday, January 28.
You have Benno, Bob, Checker, Checo, Chris B, Comforter, Daddy Chess, Hixie, The Healer, Dina Shell, Della, Earl White, Jammer B, Janae, JD, Genius, Caressa, Leona, Lugas, Mighty Omi, Observer, Peaky, Shadow Flow, Soul Puss, Stefan, Stingray, Sai, Tasha P, Third Eye, Trinity, Tronada, Webb, and Wizard.
Q95 will carry the live proceedings of the quarterfinals tomorrow evening from 8 o'clock. In other news this afternoon, the Attorney General of Panama, Kenia Porcel, has suspended the ongoing investigation into criminal conduct at the law firm of Mossack and Fonseca, whose files formed the basis for the infamous Panama Papers documents leak, which exposed rampant tax evasion, money laundering, and corrupt activities of hundreds of corrupt government figures and tax-cheating businessmen, and to allegedly enabled crime on a global scale. Although it has been nearly a year since this scandal broke, Panama has timidly initiated an investigation into the law firm, which has given the offshore tax haven industry a permanent black eye. And now attorneys claiming that Mossack Fonseca's constitutional rights were violated have forced the suspension of the investigation until the Supreme Court of Justice can rule on this matter. Panama's a total lack of any legal action against Monsak Fonseca, notwithstanding that their guilt has been established beyond a reasonable doubt by their own documents and files, is said to be additional proof of a totally dysfunctional court system, so rotten by corruption that nothing in the way of true reform will ever be accomplished. If Mossack Fonseca can escape justice in Panama, then the system is completely broken. And restaurants and other spaces catering to the public in France have been banned from offering unlimited sugary drinks in an effort to reduce obesity. Under the law, which took effect on Friday, it is illegal to sell unlimited soft drinks at a fixed price or offer them unlimited for free. France's level of adult overweight or obesity is close to the EU average. The World Health Organization, WHO, recommends taxing sugary drinks, linking them to obesity and diabetes. Self-service soda fountains have long been a feature of family restaurants and cafes in some countries like the UK, where a soft drinks tax will be introduced next year. And that's the midday news, but first a recap of our headlines. Opposition leader wants DLP government to resign as diplomatic passport fiascos intensify. Panama suspends investigation into Mossack Fonseca, and France bans unlimited sugary drink refills. The news is brought to you compliments Courts Dominica Limited and Fast Cash. I have been your presenter, Kimberly Benjamin.